This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 45.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey there, Alex Pardo here, and it's so crazy to me how fast time is flying. You know, we're almost at the end of the year. We got a couple of months left, and this is kind of off topic. This is not, I just want to get into a little bit about, you know, now's the time to kind of reflect back on, you know, the past year, and as we wind down and before we get to the top of the year, you know, it's very critical to assess yourself, assess your business, find out where you're at, not only personally, but where are you at with the business? You know, hopefully you've, at the beginning of the year and every quarter, you set certain goals. And I find that around October, November, beginning of December, it's very useful to look back and see, okay, you know, what worked, what didn't work, what am I happy with, what am I not happy with? And when you start to ask yourselves those types of questions, your brain will search and find the answer. And what it does is it positions you and allows you to set better goals, more meaningful goals, and more importantly, come up with an action plan heading into the new year. And I find that a lot of people understand the importance of goal setting and they either do it, but they don't do it effectively, right? They don't have specific deadlines attached to it. It's not crystal clear. And then, you know, the second mistake they make is that they don't reverse engineer those goals to come up with an action plan so that they know what to do on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. And then there's a segment of people that know the importance of goal setting, but it's just kind of a boring or a tedious task for them. It doesn't excite them, and so they never do it. And honestly, in the past, I've been guilty of this, and I, you know, goal setting has been instrumental in a lot of the things that I've been able to succeed at. And sometimes I find that I, you know, it takes a lot of thought. And if you really want to make them effective and meaningful, so you got to carve out time to sit down. And the first thing that I do is around this time of the year, I start to look at, you know, I take a macro view of the business and I say, okay, what am I happy with? What am I not happy with? What do I need to do, or what steps need to be taken in order to get to where I want to go? And then part of this is if you have a team, definitely bring them in on this exercise and collaborate with them, because, you know, obviously the more heads you put together, the more minds, the more effective it's going to be overall, not only for your personal goals, which obviously you should be doing, but if you have a team, you know, you want to encourage them and empower them to come up with their own goals. And then the biggest tip I can share with you is make sure that, you know, your goals and your team members' goals are aligned with the vision and the direction of the company. Because if they're going in opposite directions, needless to say, you know, you're not going to succeed as a whole. So anyways, I just, you know, it's crazy to me. I was about to start recording this and I realized that we got a couple of months left and I'm like, you know, let me just kind of like touch on this because it might sound obvious, but I think it's important. And, you know, again, in the past, I've been guilty of kind of waiting until the last week or two of December to start setting my goals for the next year. And with the holidays and everything, you know, family and sometimes it gets a little more difficult to carve out that time and do it. So I find that, you know, October, November, beginning of December is a perfect time to kind of, you know, reassess, see, like I said, what worked, what didn't work, and then use that information to create powerful, meaningful goals, and an action plan, obviously, because without that, you know, you're not going to have that map to get to where you want to go. So aside from that, that went a little longer than I expected. I want to talk to you about some of the things that we've been doing to sell our wholesale deals. And, you know, obviously most people that I know use email marketing, right? So a lot of wholesalers will tie up a property and then they market the contract, and they email blast their people. And, you know, one of the things, we had a team power meeting last month and we were looking at our open rates for emails, and they hover around, 15 to 18%, which is okay. You know, it's not terrible. It's not fantastic. Most people I know are under 20%. Very few get to that 20 to 30% open rate unless they just have a very, very small list. But yeah, we're about 15 to 18% open rate. And I think oftentimes we take it for granted that when we send out an email, we just expect that people are going to either A, open it and see it, or that they're going to even two have received it. And sometimes we're guilty of that. You know, my sales manager will send out an email and we have a very specific system and checklist of the different things that we do to market a property, which consists of, you know, online marketing, sending out emails, sending out text blast, slide broadcast, doing an open house, in certain occasions, bandit signs, reaching out to agents that have been involved in cash transactions. Because I think, you know, if you're not new to the show and you've heard previous episodes, you've probably heard me talk about the fact that agents are the segment or the population of people in our industry that oftentimes can bring you the highest paying cash buyers. It's not uncommon for an agent to bring you a cash buyer that's willing to pay 80 to 90 cents on the dollar. So you can get more of a margin on those, you know, on those types of buyers. So anyways, we have a very specific checklist and process that we follow to get our wholesale deals sold. And one of the things we, you know, we kind of got away from doing was, and I just alluded to it a couple of minutes ago, was sending out a text blast, you know, to all the buyer's cell phone numbers. So, you know, first of all, when you're building your buyer's list, you always want to make sure that in addition to the name and email, what they're looking for, all their criteria, you want to make sure that you ask them and get permission to get their cell phone number. And it's very simple. You just tell them, listen, sometimes, you know, we get deals and we don't even get a chance to email them out. We will text our top buyers. I've never had a buyer tell me, no, don't do that. So pretty much 100% of the time, if not at least 9 out of 10 times, they're going to tell you, yes, absolutely. So make sure you get their cell phone number. And then we use a service called CallFire. So if you want to check it out, my affiliate link is flipempire.com/CallFire. And what's awesome about text messages is that if you're sending them to a mobile number, the open rate is pretty much 100%, right? Versus email, like I said, we're getting 15 to 18%. I know people that are getting 5 to 10%. You know, even if you're getting 30%, which is fantastic open rate for email, 70% of those people that you're sending the email to, they're either not getting it, it's going to spam, or it's bouncing, or it's just a bad email. Or honestly, you know, emails get lost in the shuffle. I mean, think about how many emails you receive on a daily basis and how many of those you actually get to. Very few people I know, you know, have an effective system in place to manage and process their emails. So you want to make sure that you're not only relying on one form of marketing to get your deal sold. And obviously that applies, that statement applies to any kind of marketing you do, whether it's for motivated sellers, private lenders, you know, building your buyers list, etc. So, you know, I was talking to another wholesaler and we were working on doing a cold wholesale deal. And I asked him, I said, you know, if you don't mind me sharing, what do you do to sell your deals? And he was like, oh, my virtual assistant just emails it out. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, do you do anything else? Or, I mean, do you get all your deals sold by email? And he was like, no, obviously we don't sell all our deals, but yeah, we primarily just email. And then obviously when calls come in, you know, I take them. And I started talking to him and I said, listen, you know, just kind of, and he didn't ask me for my advice, but I wanted to share with him. I was like, you know, why don't you try, you know, touching these people, quote unquote, you know, and marketing to your buyers in different ways. I said, if you're marketing to sellers with bandit signs and with direct mail and with, you know, online marketing, like why not apply the same philosophy to your buyers? And he's like, yeah, you know, honestly, that's a good point. I hadn't really thought about it. And it just kind of got me thinking that I wonder if a lot of people are in that same boat where they basically just rely on one or two forms of marketing to their buyers. So one of the things that I've seen is that whenever we send out an email campaign and we'll send out a text campaign the same day, and then a couple days later, we'll send out a slide broadcast. When we're hitting people constantly from different directions, what we find is that a lot of people that are on our cell phone list that receive our text messages tell us, oh, that's weird. I never saw your email. And it's just, it confirms and it's validation that, you know, people, emails get lost in the shuffle, or, you know, people change emails or they just don't see it for whatever reason. So I think the biggest takeaway, if you haven't already kind of, you know, grasped it, is just make sure that you're using different forms of marketing, not only for your sellers, but also to sell your deals. And again, for us, it's email blast, text blast, sly broadcast. We contact agents involved in cash transactions. We do open houses, which I don't recall if I've spoken about that in the past, but you know, if you're putting a lockbox on your property and you're giving it to buyers and sending them out there, I think you're leaving some money on the table, and you'll find that it's much more effective to do a 1 to 2 hour open house, make sure you get all your buyers in there at the same time. And oftentimes you can even get more than what you're looking for. So anyways, I want to leave you with that. You know, take one or two of these things, implement it in your business. I think you'll see results from it. And if you have a question that you want me to answer on another Flip Empire show, just go to flipempire.com and then click on the Ask Alex link. And again, if you want to, if you're not texting your buyers and you want to use a platform, the one that we use is CallFire. Again, my affiliate link is flipempire.com/CallFire. So I'll catch you on the next episode. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.